No. Don't listen to that. Okay, we're good? Okay. Good luck. Fine. Here we're going to discuss some dinim of V'haya Mechanech HaKadosh. There is a din, as we're probably familiar with, that Dvarim Shebekdusha, not Dvarim Shebekdusha, just Torah, Divrei Kedusha, things which are holy, like Torah and Tefillah, cannot be learned, said, or even thought about in front of Tzohar, Meir Glaim, or any Tinofis, anything that smells particularly filthy or decaying. There's a din of V'haya Mechanech HaKadosh. I think we're all familiar with that din. And that's what the Gemara says, B'chol Makom, it's in here, B'chol Stav Chavdad, B'chol Makom, Mutal Harbi Dibay Torah, Chut U'es HaBercha, Tu B'es HaKizei, V'afilu B'mahalich, K'detani Hai Mahalich, M'mavos HaMetunov, Osek Kukish, M'avon El Shemai, Kori Bo'a Posey. The person is even, is in the middle of saying Kishma, and then they get up to an alleyway, some that has, you know, filth, like a sewage, and they can't, like, not a dog feces are not included in this din. It's actually, it's a machlokas ladino, whatever it is, because now, based on food they eat nowadays. But in Mishnah Berurah, it said that dogs are not a problem, but if they have sewage, and you know, then it would really be a problem. Fine. So he quotes here, the Sefer Mikbracha quotes from the Sefer Yad Eliyahu from Rav Eliyahu Mikalish. He quotes a chiddush like this. Let's say people are locked up in prison. And in a prison, often they have like a chamber pot or a toilet in the cell. If you have a Tinofis, if you have that in the cell, so you can never say Kriyat Shema, you can't daven, can't learn Torah. So he wants to say, you should be allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Why? So he says two svaras. First svara is, Yavo esei de rabbin, v'yidcha esei de yachid. We find, let's say, in Maseches Moed Katan, that's where the Gemara brings it up, you have esei de rabbin, a mitzvah esei, that all of Klal Yisrael are mitzvahin, like Simchas Yamtuv. You have esei de yachid, a mitzvah that applies only to a certain individual at a certain time, that the essay the Rambam of Simchas Yamtov should be docha the essay the Yachid of Avelos. Not getting into all those details now. And so, there's a mitzvah say that your machane should be kadosh. The Torah says, "Haya machanecha kadosh." Your machane means the place when you're doing something holy, like Kriyat Shema Tefillah, should be holy. So that's nidche from by the essay of Kriyat Shema. Again, obviously, Bechat Tefillah, you shouldn't, after the Kaim Shem, you should be saying Kriyat Shema, and that's where we have this din. You should say Kriyat Shema and Talmud Torah Mishnah. But now it's the Efsher. This guy's in a prison cell with a chamber pot, with a toilet in the room. If it's the Efsher, fine. So that's what he says, number one. They said, well, Jesus, he could be that even Balavach, even without this fancy Chiddush of Essay the Rabbi and being Docha and Essay the Yachid, he wants to say it should be Docha. Why? He says, who said that this mitzvah's essay is your mitzvah on it, b'chlau on it's e'efsher? He points to another example we have in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Gimel, I don't have in front of me. Let's say a person is wearing a dalet kanfos, a beged on Shabbos that doesn't have tzitzis on it, on Shabbos. Let's say one of the tzitzis gets snapped off of his beged, the strings. So what's the halacha? You don't have to take it off. You're allowed to wait till you get, if you're walking in a carmelis, if you're walking in a carmelis, excuse me, right? There's hodin of hotzah. Again, let me just speak out the case to get all the case clear. Let's say you have a four-cornered garment. It's chayv tzitzis. You have tzitzis on it. You're walking in the street, which is a carmelis, let's say. Let's say there's no eruv. And the strings snap off one of the corners. They have four-cornered garment with strings in only three of the corners. Now it's not longer mitzvah tzitzis. So those three strings, those three corners are hotzah. They're carrying it. In a carmelis, there's this and their abundance carrying those strings. Because of covered abuse, they don't make you take it off in public. If you're walking, it's just around their isa. Nowadays, let's figure out where Rosh Hashanah and Deraisa. If Rosh Hashanah and Deraisa, then there's a Hotzah and Deraisa, you have to take it out. Ask the Mishnah Berurah question over there, but why don't you say the Isser to wear tzitzis, to wear a dalet kanfos, to wear a beged that has four kanfos without tzitzis, it's also an Asay Deraisa, Mitzvah Deraisa, you have to take it off even in a carmelis. What's the answer? On Shabbos, am I able to tie tzitzis? No, I'm unable to tie tzitzis. So, is the Torah mitzavimi in the mitzvah say deraisa b'makom that I'm yefsher? I'm not. If I'm unable to tie tzitzis, I'm not mechayit to put tzitzis on this beged. Just like if it had three corners, I'm not mechayit to put on. So if it has four corners and it's impossible for me to tie tzitzis on such a beged, I'm not mitzvah to put tzitzis on. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. That's in the Mefarshim and Siman Yud Gimel. So it says Rav Eliyahu Mikalish, the same thing. By this, the essay of Haya Machanecha Kadosh, it's a mitzvah to say that your machane should be holy. If it's able to make your machane holy, if it's unable to make your machane holy, then go ahead and say Kriyat Shema, this Jail cell.
And Aquaman invited Sisters as a force and strength snapped off of their beer power and then,
interesting, yes. If all force being snapped off and you didn't have an opportunity to fix it before Shabbat, let's say it snapped off on Shabbos, and you have a four-cornered garment, you'd be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. That's what it says over there in the Mefarshim. I'm pretty sure. If you look at Simon Yergimel, Mishnah Berurah over there, I didn't bring that safe with me.
This is not even a mile of wearing a different baguette?
I don't know. I don't know. What it says over there is that there's no mitzvah to tell us
it's
such a situation.
No, there's a wearing the four-cornered garment. It's
I don't know if on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, so
no, right? No, during the week, for sure there is. That's a violation of the ISO. On Shabbos, I don't know. Again, I don't know the problem there is any.
Lachor, if you had another beggar that has tzitzis on it, I heard you should wear that.
Well, because you want to fill the mitzvah. Right.
And it would be usher to wear the one without dog tags.
Why?
It's
you have another one to wear.
No, that's why, like, you're cold.
You're not doing cold.
No. But that's true always. In other words, when I have a person that if I'm mechayev to wear tzitzis, I'm. Tzitzis is what we call mitzvah kumis. But the Mefarshim say, you know, you're mechuyev not to be an idiot. So if you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do a mitzvah. But that's true. But you're not in violation. The point is that this dalet kamfos, you're not in violation of.
Yeah, but what's the whole reason you're not in violation? Because there's what else can I do?
Right.
The Torah wasn't mitzvah me. But here, I'll tell you what else you can do. Switch this one for that one.
True, but that's like saying if I'm not wearing tzitzis, am I correct? No, but this is actually a very important point. When I don't wear tzitzis, I'm losing the opportunity to do a mitzvah essay. When I wear a dalet kanfos and don't put tzitzis on it, I'm in violation of a mitzvah essay. I'm over on an essay. Right?
It's the same essay, there's no law.
Correct. But one is a lost opportunity. One is, you are, in other words, there are lost opportunities in the world. You know, if I don't right now if the guy's, you know, eating lunch and he could be learning, that's a lost opportunity. That's not learning terms that are more complicated. We'll get there actually after in a little bit. But there are mitzvahs that if I don't do them, if I have a tzitzit sitting in my drawer and I make up the morning and decide not to wear it, that's a lost opportunity. I did not violate a mitzvah. If I wear a dalet kamfos without tzitzit on it, I'm in violation of a mitzvah because the Torah says if you're wearing a dalet kamfos, you have to put tzitzit on it. So I'm going against what the Torah said. I'm not just losing an opportunity to do what the Torah said. I'm going against what the Torah said. The Torah said, I'm mechuyev to put tzitzis on this beged, and I'm not doing that. That's the problem. Not wearing a beged, not wearing tzitzis is a lost opportunity. Wearing a beged that's chayvitz is not putting the tzitzis on. That's a violation of us.
So mom, there should be no problem of wearing this baguette, even if you have a million.
I think, again, it would be a wasted opportunity. But strictly speaking, you wouldn't be over on the essay. Correct. That's what it sounds like in the Mefarshim over there.
Wearing tzitzis, that is not kosher because you're carrying strings.
On Shabbos, exactly. On Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Shabbos. During the week, you're good. Exactly. And that's the Aliyah Mikalash is right in the Sefer Yad Aliyah that it could be that Baya Mechna Kadosh is also mitzaseh. Heicha de efsher. If you're not efsher to do it, you're not mitzvah to do it right now. What can you do? Oh. So the Emek Bracha argues.
So what would happen if you're in, if like you're at the end of Zman Kriya Shema, and like, you know, you're in a big area with
a similar Shiloh,
similar sort of
thing. A similar Shiloh. But so he says over here in this, it's Mamish same Shiloh, I think. The Sefer Emek Bracha, he says, he doesn't like the whole thing. He says, bring your raya. It says in a Makom Matinofes, not just is it usher to say Kriyat Shema over there, it says in the Gemara Mefresh, it's also usher to learn Torah. To even think the Rei Torah. We say that here her Torah is usher the Kulayama by Tzoan, by Makom Matinofes. By Erva, it's Dibur. L'yerach Erva is Davar, but by Tzoa, it's even here and by Tinofes, any filth. Again, real filth. So it says the Torah is a mitzvah to learn every second. He quotes from the famous Gran in the beginning in the Pesha Mishnayos and the Shnos Eliyahu to Meseches Peah, where we have the Mishnah says, you know, that some mitzvahs don't have a shir, and Talmud Torah doesn't have a shir. So the other Gra is Marich, Hayuch Mochay to learn every second, and every word of Torah is another mitzvah, and each word of Torah is connected all the other mitzvahs, and that's, again.
So is a chiyuvist to every second?
Yeah, again, now, correct. There are, now, if you have to, it's a little bit more complicated by Torah because if you're supposed to be doing other things, Like, if you have to be eating to survive or working to survive or taking care of your family or whatever it is. So the Gemara assumes, the Torah assumes that that's, that it's a strange thing. It's a mitzvah every second with those caveats. But yes, if I can be, if right now it's be a cholasi to be thinking and learning, I'm a cholasi to be thinking and learning. That's what he quotes from the Gra, again, a famous Gra. It's a long Gra, but it's a Kedai Gra to learn just as a really is a chizuk. In the Shnos Layal, in the beginning of Maseches Peah, the very beginning, he quotes from the Yerushalmi. And there's no tashlumin. I always used to say, if you come 5 minutes late to a college class, you can make up the work. It could be, again, you might have to make sure you're not going to be in good, make sure you're in good terms with the teacher, but if you come 5 minutes late to say it, you can never make up that time. You'll learn 5 minutes later, you could have learned during lunchtime anyway, you know. So, anyway, so he says, why don't you say that I should be allowed to learn? When I'm in a makom matinofes, and right now I'm stuck. I'm walking in a dirty place. I didn't realize it was going to be dirty. Now it's dirty. I'm stuck here. So I can't think and learning. Why not? Or talk and learning? I mean, I cover you, cover your mouth. There is, but why can't I do that? It says, it must be, even though it's not phrased as a lav, the nature of the iser is, it's an iser to do these dvarim kadoshim in a makom matinofes. In a machine that's not kadosh. In other words, sometimes we have this. Sometimes you have that the Torah tells you something in a proactive way, in a lashon of an asay, but it's really teaching you an iser. There are different types of things. There's some things where it's an iser essay, and some things where there's a lava ba mechlal essay, and those might actually be different.
Lava mechlal essay is an asay.
Lava is counted as a mitzvah asay, correct. But the what is the Torah telling you? The Torah is not telling you to do something. The Torah is telling you not to do something. So again, except for according to the Rambam, which says the Nachri Sashich to charge a guy ribis, the pasuk is telling you don't charge a Jew ribis. When it tells you Azet Tochlu to eat kosher animals, it's telling you.
Well, also, the pasuk telling us to you have to charge a ribis.
That's a machlokas Rambam Ramban. I was saying according to Ramban. You're right. Azet Tochlu to eat kosher animals. It's a lav to not it's a lav b'mechal say. It's counted as the same say mitzvos, but it's an iser to eat not kosher animals. So here, there's an iser to do dvarim kadoshim in a non holy machane. It's not a mitzvah that your machane should be holy. If it was a mitzvah, we can handle essay the rabbi, essay the achid. But this is an iser. And more than that, but what is the iser? The iser is to say kriyat shema in this place and to learn Torah in this place. So you can't say, well, if it's yef sure now, it should be okay. If there's a zaitig, a proactive mitzvah, I mean, there's one mitzvah to say kriyat shema, and there's another mitzvah to that the place should be a holy, a clean place. So if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. You'll still do your mitzvah of kriyat shema. No, here, it's an iser to say kriyat shema in such a place. So you can't get around it. Even in a makom matinofes, he says, there's no hope, you can't fix. That's piece number one. Piece number two, and I'll maybe at the end I'll say a shtickel of chasidus shemais about that. But man, I'm not sure we'll have time. Piece number two, the halacha is, in a beis akisei beis americhot, says in the Gemara and Shabbos, pas shulchan aruch, you're allowed to be mafresh someone from Isser. Now, if someone's violating an aveira, you're allowed to tell them, hey, don't do that, it's an aveira. Let's say you see someone getting a haircut in the bathrooms, in the dormitory, and you see them cutting the payas a little bit too early. Hey, don't cut, that's an iser, that's payas arosh already, that you didn't realize how far it is, whatever it is, don't cut that. I'm allowed to do that in the bathroom. So he has a chakira, why am I allowed to do that? Is the vort that simply being mafresh someone from an iser is not, it's not really divrei Torah, it's just practical. I'm telling you not to do it. Fine, you don't do it because it's us, but I'm not really, we're not learning, we're not talking learning. Or you say, no, it is learning, but this, it's mutter letzorech, saving the other person from violating an aveira. In other words, is this a cheftz of Talmud Torah, just to stop someone to violate from an aveira, it's okay, or it's not a cheftz of Talmud Torah b'chol? So he brings a raya, a very nice raya.
If you see someone talking Torah in the bathroom.
If I see someone talking Torah in the bathroom, what?
No, that's the same,
Should I tell him to stop?
It's the same
I'm going to tell him to stop. This happens, and you know, whatever. Like, just think about, I know, I don't know if you were ever there, but
what if you see someone telling someone,
you see someone telling someone that to stop talking to her in the bathroom, should I tell him to stop talking to her? Right. You can make a lot of geschmack from this.
Then they respond to you. If you really but he has to tell Torah, then why are you talking?
He has an afkamina. You want to get this afkamina? This is afkamina. Let's say an afkamina is, let's say someone is violating a safek yisr. Or better, you're mesupik whether, you know, some people they want to violate an yisr. They don't care. So if I tell them to stop, they're not going to stop. Because they know it's us, or they want to do it anyway. There are probably some people that cut their pace. They know it's not right, but that's what they're going to do. You're telling them it's not going to stop them. So I'm a supuk about this guy. I don't know him so well. I never met him before. He's wearing a kippa, but he's cutting his pace. Whatever it is, I'm not sure. So let's say I know him. I know him, and I know that he's the type of guy that I'm not, you know, so sure about. So if it's a chefetz of Torah, but it's only mutter because I'm actually going to stop someone from doing an isser. So now it's a suffix. Saying suffix motzi midei vaday, but there's a violation of an isser of hayamachanech kadosh, I should not tell him. If you say that being mad for someone from isser is just, it's not divrei Torah b'chlal, so okay, so I'm not in violation of hayamachanech kadosh either way. So let me tell him to stop, even though it's only a suffix, whether it's actually going to get him to stop. You hear the nafnina?
Would you say that?
Now, I mean, let's say I have a guy who I'm a supuk. I know him. He's not such a firm guy. I'm a supuk whether it's going to work to get him to stop. Uh-huh. So if you hold that I'm in violation of machanech kadosh, but it's mutter b'makom being mafer from an isser, you only have a suffik mafer from an isser. So this ain't suffik motzim levada. I shouldn't do it. But if you'll say that it's not tamat Torah b'chlal, so there's no isser by machanech kadosh, even if it's a suffik.
Why can you say the reason why a fresh isser is mutter is because machanech kadosh is an assay? And the case that the Gemara was talking about was a lav sheish bakaris.
Being mad for someone for doing a lav.
No, it was sheish bakaris.
Sheish bakaris. Again, it wouldn't even matter if it's sheish bakaris, heim bakaris.
Well, it would, because otherwise you have to see the chalosa say.
Here,
but here the losa
it's not. But here's anyway. It's two different people. It's not so posh that's so. And you run into like business sort of issues. It's a good aura.
That was Shabbos,
you're giving
an example of
Pais. I don't think it's gonna matter Yeshua and Bukharis, because Essay is the Khalosa say even Sheesh Bukharis, just yeah, except the stick of the bigger bumps. So
here are you you're telling him within.
I'm telling him within. Is that a chefs of Talmud Torah?
But you wouldn't just be allowed to say like, by the way, the din is you can't get an usher in the bathroom. Like, so even though, like, you could say you're not.
Right, also, he wasn't telling them halacha. He was telling them what to do.
Okay, I'm being mad for someone from Israel. The halacha says he's mad for
Shimon. He wasn't saying.
I have to look. I'm pretty sure it says over there.
It's totally shaming.
Yeah. No, correct.
He didn't tell him. The halacha is more of a
correct, but I think
he said totally shaming. He was just telling him what to do.
Correct, but I I think they discussed that. I'm pretty sure that even if you say some details, it can't be marach, but it's still okay.
I was in Shugana, and I liked my stuff in the klisheni. Just stop.
No, I hear. So
I can tell you, okay, taking a klisheni.
Right, correct. That's for sure, but that's not. No,
so
but
my intent is what.
Again, well, you're not even allowed to be maharach in every Torah in the Beis Hamerachatz. So, but that's not.
That's the way you're already being maharach. You see, is doing on isser.
Correct, but again, this if I'm telling him for the purpose of isser. That's the shayla. But I have an answer for you. He has an answer to this suffix, and with this we'll close. It says, the Magen Avraham quotes like this, from the Sefer Chassidim, it's in pain, the Magen Avraham quotes it. Let's say, a person has here a veira in the bathroom, Rahman al-Tzlan, he starts thinking about a woman, he starts thinking about something inappropriate. So it says in Sefer Chassidim, he should think that he's allowed to think about Divrei Torah in the bathroom to distract him from his Yerui Aveira, from thinking about the woman or whatever it is. And he says, why? Because it's like Lafrushe Meisura. That's what Sefer Chassidim says. Ah. So hold on. That's called being Mafrish from Isser. So there it's for sure Vadai Divrei Torah. He's thinking about Ksos Nesivus. So you see from there that the Sefer Chassidim Magen Avraham understood that the din of Lafrushe Meisura is, it is a Chefza of Talmud Torah. But this din, the din of Ahayim Mechanech Kadosh is waived. B'malkom, you're being Mafrish someone from an Isser. And therefore, it would come out in his shayla. And if you have a guy who's suffik on a listen, it would be also to tell him. Because it is something that fundamentally is a violation of Hamechna Kadosh. It's nitche to stop from doing an isser. If I'm not sure if it's going to stop him, it's only going to be a suffik. Ain't suffik mitzim moti mitzim vada. I would not be able to do it. Because again, it is a cheftz of Talmud Torah, and it's just, and it's just mutter. The raya is from the Sefer Chasidim that if I have hira of Eira, I can mamish thinking so zivus to stop myself from doing the isra of hira of Eira. With this, we will close and wish everybody a good vach. I don't know if it's going to go.